88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, is it? Okay, this time it's worked. Okay.
Well, it has started. We're just going to have to cut out the first 10 seconds, okay?
Fine, yeah, so when I say action, you start, because then I'll know.
So, well, you'll say action. I'll give it 2 seconds and then start so that...
Yeah. Are you ready, though? Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, action. Welcome back to another great episode of No Such Nonsense.
Dims, do you mean too much nonsense?
Yeah, there was a lot of nonsense going on last year. Let's try to bring it down a notch.
You're right, guys. There was too much nonsense last year. Hopefully, no such nonsense this year, guys. Lol.
Maybe we should explain to the listeners what we're talking about, or even better, why don't we let them listen to the too much nonsense?
That's right, peeps. You guys, I mean the listeners, you're in for a real treat. Hey, Dims, why don't you tell us more about it?
We have a real treat for you guys, as our New Year's resolution is to have no more fluff-ups, mess-ups, aka bloopers, this year, because we had plenty last year. As a treat for you guys, welcome to our outtake special, Too Much Nonsense, lol.
Well, first off, belated Happy New Year. Hope you had a fun one, because I didn't. Is it 1 year wiser or 1 year older? Oh, and here's a real thought provoker. Are you living or just dying slowly?
Lame.
Anyway, enough of being so downbeat. I do like New Year's. Whether that's the Gregorian calendar, the Chinese calendar, the Islamic calendar, well, there's too many to list them all. Sol, over to you.
What are you guys talking about? I don't do any New Year's resolution. You do know it's all a facade.
Yeah, I hear you, Sol. But stats show that over 80% of New Year's resolutions will be broken by the second week of Feb. So pretty much any day now, lol. I don't do them anymore, but in the past, when I used to, I'd be lucky to last until the second week of Jan, let alone the second week of Feb, lol. How about you, Niz? What's your take on New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, me too. I don't do New Year's resolutions either. I make enough promises throughout the year that I can't keep, that making a New Year's resolution is just another failed attempt.
Anyways, my New Year's resolution was that I had to eat less and sleep less. And I can truly say, with my hand on my heart, I have passed. Psych! Ha ha!
Right, enough. On with the show, guys.
Although I do also eat coconut macaroons, which I would not dunk.
Oh, boring.
I do sip.
Making me
right
feel
after
sleepy.
Bite, which almost gives the same effect as dunking.
I think it's time for Saul's bed.
Right, redo that one from all though, because Saul, you should have... Oh, yawning, break. Let him say, "I do sip," and then come in. I think that'll sound better.
All together, that's like...
So he finishes too quick. Yeah. Okay. No, just listening to it, I think, boring, make it, and he says, "I do sip," and then say it, because he's still got a finished sentence. Come in, any. So as soon as you said boring, just let him speak even one word or two, and then straight away make him sleepy, because he's still trying to talk, and then he's just got to finish off his sentence, and then say, "I think it's Saul's bedtime."
Sorry.
You know, you interrupted him.
You're breaking up, I can't hear you. From,
although, then it should be done then. Whenever he's already.
Right, are you still recording?
Right, so I had no idea you couldn't hear me until I heard the recording again. But yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. So like Dims is completely ignoring Saul then. Saul, I can't hear you, I can't hear you.
He likes to hear the sound of his own voice. Yeah. That's normal.
Yeah. So just so the listeners know, so sometimes we go into the studio, sometimes we did it remotely. So on this occasion, I think Saul was ill. He couldn't, or something happened, he couldn't make it to the studio, so he was...
Well, basically, we didn't want to catch coronavirus.
Yeah, so we were working remotely, so me and Niz were together in the studio, and Saul was, don't know where, out of space somewhere, but I couldn't actually physically see him, so I assumed he could hear me, so I wasn't actually ignoring him on purpose, but that's what that was about. And also, you'll see how we do the episode, it seemed like it's a script, but... It is, but we write our own scripts. It's just you can't remember everything that you write. So, you know, each person will write their own words. And then as you'll continue to see on this show, a lot of fluff-ups happen.
Yeah, minds go blank, don't they?
Yeah, like forgetting to stop recording, like in that clip we just saw. So, yeah, that does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not sure what you mean. By ordering out, I'm sure you could have heard in the background there.
Yeah. You know, redo it. Yeah, just redo it.
I'll start mine as well. Yeah. I wasn't really happy with it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, take it from the top then. Just put same as before in the next cut. Just put same as above or... Okay, you'll know. Because it's in order of cuts as well, just, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right, let me just go check with them to make sure what they're doing and then...
It's still recording.
Is it? Oh well.
Yeah, that was funny. That was before we got to the studio.
Yeah.
You had to deal with home.
Yeah, the terrors of home. That's it. And you keep forgetting to...
And that's not terrorists at home, that's terror at home.
What are you implying?
This guy, man.
This guy's too much. Level one.
He is, it's too much. It's too much.
No.
Anyway, on to the next one. Okay, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye bye.
Yeah, bye. Who was that? Yep, bye. Yeah, see you later.
Okay, bye. That's fine. That'll do. That'll do.
That was a mouthful.
You couldn't get... What were you trying to... See you later. I think you were trying to say see you later, Saul, but the first one, it just sounded some, like, foreign, odd language. Made no sense.
Had a lot in my mouth.
Yeah,
you shouldn't. That's props for you, isn't it? Yeah.
Shouldn't talk with your mouth full, like they say.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's a reason for that. Now we know.
The good old saying. Eh?
Yeah. Right. Let's keep it moving, lads. On to the next one.
Yeah. Also, reading food labels is a good idea, and good habit to get into when looking for foods that do not contain lactose. Will you point at me?
Yeah, this one was in person. I remember this one, Niz. And that's what I even said there. I don't know if you heard quite call that, the audience, but I looked at Niz and said, "I thought you pointed at me." He'd made a hand gesture. So I was like,
I remember that.
Yeah, I know. If you listen to that clip again, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you said, but I'm trying to rack my brain to remember why.
I remember exactly, because I don't know why because we try to keep still. We try not to you know, cut the other person off. But it's like you pointed at me. That's what I was like. I stopped in the middle. I was doing a good flow as well. I stopped in the middle of it just to address you.
Maybe I was stretching.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So, well, you're trying to put me off. So,
get a break in.
I think that's what it was. But unlucky for you, no breaks now, because we need to keep it moving.
No, I mean, do you know the history, the meaning of halal?
All right, let me just go. Remind them what they need to be doing.
It's still recording, by the way.
Oh, is it? You know, this would be interesting.
Yeah, leave it on.
Yeah.
Let's leave it on.
Get some guest appearances from the family.
Mm-hmm.
So, viewers, would you like these background noises in our next episode? Please write in and let us know. Well, it won't be viewers, isn't it? It's listeners, isn't it?
Stuff like that.
By the way, you left it on record.
Right, okay. Oh, I left it on record.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
It's fine anyway. But
well,
so what happened there?
This was definitely before studio days, because that wouldn't be happening. But yeah, what happened?
Walked out of the room. I don't know. The kids must have been shouting. So I must have gone out and said, can you please keep it down? We're in the recording session.
Yeah, you forgot to cut the tape, didn't you? Again? Forgetful Fred.
Well, at least my family gets to make an appearance now, don't they?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Guest appearance, yeah. Maybe made they famous. Right, let's see if there's any more guest appearances in the next one.
If yes, what was the outcome?
No, not really. Sorry, I was concentrating on the noise in the background.
You were concentrating, were you?
It sounded a bit loud as well.
I actually remember that one as well. Concentrating on the noise in the background. Again, I was trying to listen out for the kids making a noise again.
Oh, is that what it was? Right, okay.
Yeah. I was like, so I was trying to make sure. I hope they're quiet. I hope they're quiet.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, concentrating enough. Like, that's not part of what he needs to say. Oh, gosh. Oh. Anyway.
As they say, the show must go on. I tried my best.
Okay. Indeed, it must. And on to the next.
Most rennet comes from the stomach lining of animals, and rennet is often made of a recombinantly in microbes. I'm mostly talking about European cheese here. For that reason, it could be counted as non-kosher. Only rennet made recombinantly or from the stomach of a kosher animal can... The
you're
cheese.
Obvious again, because you're going to end up doing it again. It sounds shit.
Okay.
So, talk about not being able to get your words out. What happened, Saul?
Recombinantly. There you go.
First time.
That was it. Once. So we like it. One shot deal.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, practice makes perfect.
Does indeed. But let's see if that's the case with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You're on mute, man.
Oh, bloody hell. I even did that line properly then.
I thought you...
Yeah, right. You did your line perfectly.
Oh, sure. You didn't realise you were on mute?
No. So it looks like I'm forgetting to stop recording when I need to. And I'm getting to unmute myself as well.
Right, I think we're going to have to fire you at this rate. You're making too many mistakes.
Well, I've got a question for you. I've not heard my phone drop yet.
Yeah, that's because Saul hit it. Right, on to the next.
And his sons, and the company is called Hamdard Laboratories. Hamdard Laboratories. Oh,
Hamdard Laboratories.
Hamdard Laboratories. We heard you the first time, this.
Yeah, I really like that company. Hamdard Laboratories. Remember that?
So
you sure you haven't got steaks in it?
So nice, you have to say it twice.
Yes, I have to say it twice. I don't know what happened there.
Okay, I bet you've got a secret promotion going there. You didn't even tell us about that, did you, Sol?
I would say so. Yeah. The most definitely.
I think it's I think it's 20 rupees for every time I say their name. From Bad Laboratories.
That's it. Enough. I'm going to edit all this out. Don't worry. Right, on to the next.
You've already got one on this show.
Don't worry, we'll get some soap and cleanse your soul.
Pause. Redo that. What?
Oh, I did it again, didn't I? Pause it too early. I would have loved to have seen why you asked him to pause.
Yeah. There must have been some error somewhere. Obviously, I'm like a director of this thing, so I do it with myself as well. Something must have not been right. I can't recall why I said redo, but maybe it was just...
But did you hear that bit at the end? As you said, redo and Sol goes.
So why?
Why?
Yeah,
angry Sol. Angry Sol, like, no, not again. That's it.
You know, part of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, no worries. Let's keep it moving.
Okay, it is recording now, so I'll start in a few seconds. Also, did you know that Hamdard and manufactures off... Messed up straight away.
Here we go.
The Hamdard again.
What? The Hamdard, man.
Listen, I've got to try best. Hamdard Laboratories.
Plus, you messed up straight away. Like, literally 2 seconds into it.
Well, that's because I wanted to say Hamdard Laboratories again. Cha-ching.
I bet Niz is going to become a millionaire and leave the show by the end of all this.
I think I would,
Well, thanks to Hamdard Laboratories.
Right. I'm going to ban you from saying that. Right, on to the next before you get some more money from this episode.
The main thing that was the same was marinating the meat or vegetables and then cooking briskly or seared on a high heat and then allowing it to slow cook. Do you want me to stop?
Stop what?
Stop here. Stop
you know that what? Was perfect.
I'm going to say you was putting a finger on me now.
Right, you guys owned up to, I think it was my round anyway, Robin, so I'll own up to it. I was pulling the peace sign at Niz. Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, a reverse peace sign, more like it.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? What do you guys think? How are you finding it so far?
Oh, yeah. Listening back to those clips.
Yeah. Mm.
Nice and funny that.
I would say so, yeah.
Well,
it's been a journey.
Yeah, and that's what I'm referring to. Not just the clips, the actual podcasting journey. How are you finding it so far? What do you think? How long do you see yourselves doing this?
Okay, I see. I'm really enjoying it. I think I'm in it for the long run here. I think this is really good. I don't mind doing loads of more episodes, more seasons. Got lots of ideas now.
No, that's good. What about you, Sol?
It does seem a lot of work. Just like our trailer episode 5. Remember when you talked about halal kosher?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of work. Yeah, there was a lot of work to be done. Not just by myself, but Niz and obviously yourself, Dims. I don't know. I'll take each day as it comes. That's what I can say.
Okay.
But I don't know. I honestly can't give you an answer.
Well, you're right, Sol. It has been a lot of work. It's been a journey. It's been a lot of hard work. But we have had a lot of laughs along the way. Unfortunately for us, we've had Niz, who's a bit trigger happy. So he's cut most of the laughter out. But I did manage to catch a few of him.
Yeah, sorry for that.
No worries. But here you go. Have a laugh at our expense. Or even laugh with us. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go for it. Okay. Roll the first clip.
I've used to have mamri mbaazi, also known as mandizi, which is a Swahili dish. It's a deliciously slightly sweet cardamom donut and
let's go. All right.
Was you every time I was saying my sentence or words, and then I'll look at your face. I could just see you about to burst out laughing.
Right, I'm sure Sol wasn't the only one. Let's see what else we've got.
Well, they say laughs are contagious.
Right, yeah. We'll see what else we've got in store.
From British rule and partition in 1947, the recipe is unpatented. Did you hear that?
Unpatenting.
I must have got confused by that click.
It was a clicking sound.
Yeah, I think it was a kettle.
I carried on talking though, professional.
Professional until unpatenting. patent. That wasn't my fault. You can't blame that one on me.
Yeah, I started laughing because of you as well.
Yeah.
And then you all, like you said, it's all contagious.
Hands up, the tea is probably my fault, the kettle, because obviously, as you guys know, tea addict. Hence addicted my episode, to addicted to tea, yeah, so oh, yes. We all know that's no secret. But, so let's see who else messes up.
I will give it a try, if you're intending to make it for us, Miz.
I think I will have to make it, as I do like them.
I think.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
I really did not realise I said that.
Clearly.
I was in the moment.
I thought you were just trying to be professional and just carry on with the show then.
Tunnel vision.
Well, yeah.
And think is very similar. It's just one lot of difference.
So, yeah. Yeah. No, you didn't realise because you did say, like, did I say that? I'm like, yeah. But it's not just fluffy words, guys. It's sometimes it's you can't be helped. It's background noises that gets us, isn't it? Again, before we got into the studio, that was one of our main issues, wasn't it?
Yeah. Just
as you can recall. As the listeners will now find out.
Oh, yeah. A balanced lifestyle is right, but it must be taught. And the kids told to shut up. I'm going to muzzle them.
Yeah. Kids will be kids, eh? Oh, gosh. That's exactly what we were talking about.
They do the opposite of what they're told. I'm sure I said to them, please keep remain quiet. Yeah.
Probably want to make some more guest appearances, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Let's carry on.
Hey, at least my kids got to be part of the show.
Yeah.
Correct.
Claim to fame.
Claim to fame, yes.
Let's see if there's any more guest appearances.
Unfortunately, Stud Meat has entered the halal meat market, and the only reliable...
Wrong start again.
Me too.
No comment. Sol, you like to explain? Let's shed light on that one.
Speechless.
Niz, yes. What was he saying off air? Wasn't he saying he said it correctly or something?
I'm sure I did.
Proofs in the pudding there, Sol.
We've done so many outtakes.
Give him a preview.
Done so many outtakes, you know, in your head, you think you've done the right thing.
Oh, so you weren't referring to this one. Well, let's see what happens next.
Well, first of all, the history. Lassi is a popular traditional day yogurt drink. It was originated in the Punjab region. Lassi is a blend of yogurt, water, spice, and sometimes fruit.
What happened there, guys?
I don't know. I don't know what's so funny about fruit.
Okay, well, we all laughed at the same time. Something happened. I can't recall. Which episode was this?
Shawarma one.
Lassi. Shawarma, okay. I'm just trying to figure out what happened, though, because we all burst out into a laugh. Something must have happened.
It wasn't me that was laughing, because I was saying my...
We weren't laughing at you. You're probably laughing with you. I'm not sure what happened. That's just weird. Oh, yeah. Can you remember the names?
I can't remember. I'm trying to rack my brain. When did we do the... Mango taste test as well?
I think that's the same. Is that the same episode? Same episode.
I'm just trying to think. Did we lace it with anything?
Maybe it was that Bang Lassi. And again, if you've not heard that episode, you need to listen to it and you'll know what a Bang Lassi is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's in Wet Your Whistle.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Wet Your Whistle.
Yeah, right, this outtake's going to turn into an outtake episode of its own, so I think we should just carry on before that happens.
Receive shares of the acquiring company as payment in lieu of cash. Simply put, in an all-cash deal...
Pause. There was a massive scream.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, you must have heard that.
Yeah.
So it's a horror house here.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
But
How many more have you got? Can you tell me?
No,
I'm blushing now.
Niz, the ever professional, he tried to continue on, didn't he? Hey, pause, massive screen, like, did you not hear it? And even Sol was like, yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, I think we're done with the appearances, hopefully.
Hopefully no more.
I hope so.
Let's put Niz out of his misery then. Let's find out what the next one is.
Do you have a bucket list? And if you do, what are some of the items on it?
Sorry, did you hear that?
Yeah, footsteps.
There.
Oh my God. Why is it me again?
Was that you again?
I thought you said that was the last one.
Right. Oh. Terrible.
My God.
Terrible news. Terrible. Oh.
Well, how many? You know very well, if we need to do recording, don't come around to my place.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. Stay like away. Haunted house. Things just keep moving. Stairs creaking. All sorts going on. But at least the Niz, the ever professional, doesn't mess up his lines. Or does he? Let's take a listen.
What have you got in store for us now? I know that my hard work is actually making someone else rich, but I'm receiving just enough to stick around.
I was going to say G-Unit then. G-Unit.
I don't even know what that was going to be.
I think it was a gig economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I
Yeah, it was the gig economy. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I take it back about Niz not messing up his lines. Retract my statement.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Unless he did it on purpose. He was trying to do the G-Unit. G-Unit.
Well,
yeah, the dissy one, innit?
Well, now you know. If you need background noise, just give me a call. And if you need someone to create new words or sound effects, give me a shout.
There you go. Niz has got a new career.
That was fun. So, what else do you have in store for us?
Well, looks like we've had all the noises, word fluff-ups. Got to have some stuff where we're coughing and stuff.
No,
or even voice breaks.
Yeah, that'd be quite a bit, remember. Did manage to catch us some. Even though we've got Trigger Happy Niz here, did manage to catch some of them.
Let's have a listen, then.
But I don't know what the word actually means. What the word actually means. My voice broke. I want to redo that.
That's why you repeated.
That was a genuine voice, but you could hear it, couldn't you? Yes. Your voice just went there. And the coughs came naturally.
Idea to repeat.
Dries you out, doesn't it? Talking without having a break.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, hopefully that's me done my voice breaks and my coughs. See what we've got on next.
Do you guys, have you come across... messed up.
I was trying to rephrase
it.
I was thinking, and I thought I'm going to rephrase that.
It's like you lost your train of thought or something, isn't it?
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, it does. And then Director Dim's there. Need to do that again.
As always.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's see what else we can dig up here.
While you've been talking, I've Googled it, and on IslamicQA.info, it says they are haram. It says, according to the scholars, the vermin of the earth, such as snakes, scorpions, dung beetles, cockroaches, rats, etc., are haram. Dims, you'll need to wash your mouth out. Regarding the list, yeah, that's interesting, but I don't find an alligator adorable. Why can't humans be haram to alligators?
Because they're not Muslim, bro.
So, that's the next line, bro. Don't finish.
No.
that's sometimes how we actually come up with them, don't we? Like, that wasn't something I planned to say. It was, no. Yeah, that was pretty.
Was that not a lip smack in there as well?
Probably. It would have been you, because you were doing most of the talking there. Yeah.
It was, yeah.
Oh gosh. Well, hopefully we're out the voice breaks though.
Hopefully.
Let's see what's next.
If you've forgotten or the listeners missed it, why not go back and listen? It mentions Tak Tak and some other tasty dishes, like kids.
It was right. Oh gosh. Yeah. Sol lost it there. You can hear him just laughing.
I see my kids made another guest appearance.
It's not just a house of horrors, but it's all scared.
Someone's auditioning for an award, clearly. So they're trying their best.
Well, you definitely know there ain't no recording studio in this household.
Hence, we had to go to a real one. Oh, gosh. But yeah. Well, hopefully, no more guest appearances and no more.
I hope not, James.
Breaks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A balanced lifestyle. I'm losing my voice as well. Oh,
see?
Yeah.
It's contagious. It happened to you too.
Yeah.
Well, you're a trooper. You tried to carry on, but like I said, you talk too much. It does happen.
I wonder, did we ever work out the remedy for that? Because isn't it water?
I think it's just water, really. And the soul knows anything. Any secrets there?
I just try honey and water. That's all I do.
We are coming to an end of our episode. So I'm going to now break it down to four key points. As it seems we didn't mention this in our previous episode, halal versus kosher. Point one. In halal slaughter, first point, why just a point one four?
It's fine, don't worry. Right, so cut it from first.
Dim's the director as ever, giving that encouragement.
Yeah, to be fair, that was a difficult bit to pull off, and you did well there.
You need to be in sync, that's the thing, and someone to direct you in it, just like yourself, a director.
Director Sam, yeah. But we all fluff up, even me. Speaking of fluff ups, I think I might have a few more. Let's see what we've got.
But getting back on topic, black pepper and pureed tomato.
Which is also known as pani puri. I know there is a lot of history with this dish,
I'm guessing you would use bubblegum ice cream to make that one. However, the one I found, drumroll please.
But for Muslims, you can get an halal option too. I've seen the kosher logo.
He names the new song Jalebi Baby. It's by Tesha, and he also collaborates with Jason Derulo. Oh, thanks, Dims. If you do store it for another time, then it is best to reheat it to get the best taste. I stuttered. And not something that you can find in a sweet centre. And also, it's mostly.
Well, shawarma consists of meat cut into thin slices, like in a cone-like shape, and roasted on a slowly turned vertical rotisserie.
So what made you want to do this episode?
In many parts of the world... What's the world? Mike, let's start that one again.
What was that popping noise?
That's probably me, I got my words wrong, back. Because normally, I swear, I curse, but this time I held it up. Oh, do that again. So even I get caught out, as you can see.
The world? I think you were trying to say world, is it?
That's right. Trying to, but yeah, couldn't get it out. Yeah, it happens. Even to me, even to the director, as you can see. So we all get caught out. Hopefully no more of me. But let's see.
Usually a minimum order of £10. And to make it logistically...
Let me do that again. I messed up before and I'm not going to fuck it.
When I was young in the 90s, we never ordered as it wasn't available. Plus, it was pricey.
You weren't that bad, but okay.
Spicy, not pricey.
Oh, it is alright, okay.
I now only play computer games when I have some free time or when the kids want to play. How about you, Niz? Do you have any additions? Let's start again. Additions?
And with that said,
I hope you all learned something new today. I know I certainly did. I guess I'm... Well,
and for you, Yanks.
Yeah, I think most people do. I don't like the voice of my... I don't like...
One thing I do remember about these days... Those days.
Peeps, check this article out. For the peep... Start again, sorry.
Was one of them. This sweet Turkish delight was prepared by the... No, I'm not happy with that.
Wow. That is a lot of nonsense going on. I hope there's not more.
I mean, I mess up quite a bit myself. In fact, should we skip this bit?
No, let's not let that...
Yeah.
Afraid you were going to say that. Right, okay. Let's have a listen.
This is explicit.
Where a lot of myths will get destroyed and you will learn to make... You will learn many fun facts, and I'm doing that again, no shit. Milk tea can cause anxiety. This is because it can activate brains... This sounds shit, let me do that again. As Helpline reports, these may reveal... No, fuck it, I tried to start. Right, okay, we'll take that one from the top. While we may think of tea as more of a nightcap drink than coffee, tea is natural. Fuck me, I need some tea. Right, start that one again. But to make it worth their while, they had to put some. And almond milk is usually around 40 calories. I'm going to redo it. Sounds shit. Hemp milk is one of the very few plant-based, complete protein-rich options containing all the essential... I was doing well then. Fucked up there. Right, I'm going to start from hemp milk.
Filthy, filthy mouth.
Right, right.
Doba.
What was that?
Let me explain, right, guys.
Okay, one right. Second.
First.
I think originally when we said salt, we need to get some soap to clean out your mouth. I was wrong there. I think you right. Need soap.
Right, let me explain.
Definitely.
I blame hip-hop. Secondly, I used to work on a building site. And if anyone out there has worked on a building site, they'll tell you, literally, the F-word is the most important word you need to know. Literally, you go on the building site, and it's like, F me, can't be effing arsed with this, pass me the effing drill, can't wait till effing lunchtime. So, about a couple of weeks of that, you start sort of picking knobs. You're like, yeah, you know what, John, you're right, F this, I can't be arsed with this, here's the effing drill and let's effing get off. So I think that's what's the thing. I've tried to tone it down a bit, but yeah, you got me good there.
You need to take a moment. Breathe
think
in.
About it.
Breathe out.
You know what? That bleep 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 bleep.
That's what in we a need, bleep, a bleep machine.
Bleep machine. I think that's
I think what'll be better is a swear jar.
Yeah. Yes. You guys would be rich, that's why.
Exactly.
And we're broke. Maybe we'll give that a go. All right. Fair enough, you got me. Fine. F word might be one of my favourite words. But what's a word that we all used to yell quite often?
Cut.
Yes.
Pause.
Cut and pause. And why did we do that? Yep. Why did we do these words?
Whenever we fluff up.
Yeah. And guess what I found in my little treasure chest?
Oh, no.
Yeah, some more fluff ups. Right, well, let's take a listen, lads.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Like, swapping whole milk for a nut milk might be a good place to start. And cut it. That's it. Hopefully, you won't be standing there saying,
what the milk?
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
See you soon.
See you later. Bye.
Cut it.
Oh my God. You've tried something I haven't. Well done, mate.
And
And got it.
Got.
I thought majority of sheep would be stunned first, as it's a non-halal meat market in the UK. Do you know what? I'm going to take that again. Sorry. I'll do that again.
Pause, pause.
Would you buy from other organisations such as Halal Food Authority, also known as HFA, or butchers that sell... Oh, my word.
Take it from the middle then.
Or does it have to have some sort of affiliation or organisation? Start again. Which one is this? That brings me to our next question. There are comments or myths from some Muslim. That brings me to another question. Is halal meat more widespread? Widespread.
Do you mean spray?
Is widespread?
What is widespread? You tell me.
I don't know, man.
You said it.
Did you say
it? That
even exists?
Right, got it.
I hope you'll join us at the table next week for another episode. Bye.
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 And bottoms up.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Right, cut it there. Let's see what it's... Just like I said, cut it there.
Oh, thank God. Please tell me it is final cut.
As much as I love to embarrass each of you some more, unfortunately, that's all I've got for today. So yes, that is the final cut, guys.
Yes.
Until next time.
Obviously,
that was our resolution not to do it this year. So obviously, if we don't, you know, mess up as much, we won't have another episode like this.
So. Well, that brings back some good, fun memories.
Most definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Just shows how much we've improved, and also how much hard work goes into this. It's not just it's not as easy as it looks.
No, you got to be as much of a perfectionist as you can.
Yeah, it doesn't help having three perfectionists actually co-hosting a show. It just every other word is like a redo. But then you get the best out of us, don't you? You get the
yep. Mm-hmm. At least it's a good high note to end on it, which is good.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of ending, yeah, I think we're running out of studio time now, so I think it's time to wrap it up. I'd just like to say thank you guys for sticking with us. I know it was a bit of a long one, but as it was a special, we thought we'll treat you guys. So thanks for listening, and we hope to see you again next week. So it's bye-bye from me, Dims.
Bye-bye from me, Nis.
And bye from me, Sol.
Cheers!
Cheers! Right, cool.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.